water my flowers out there?
And if is there something like a faucet on a barrel, you know?
Well, that's why if you got a barrel of water out there, you're going to have it get the water out.
So what's the thing called?
Faucet. Turn it. Just go up and turn it.
You call it a faucet on a barrel, too. And,
spigots. You can call it, some calls it spigots, but I just call it a faucet because that's what it is. It won't come out of there if you don't go turn it down and turn it out.
Now, what did people used to buy flour in back, you know, when you...
Barrels.
Came in a barrel.
Came in a barrel and a sacks.
And if you bought a lot of molasses, what would it come in? What would it be?
It'd be in buckets and jugs, just gallon jugs.
So you'd buy what of molasses?
You'd buy a gallon of molasses.
Well, would you ever buy a stand of molasses?
No, I don't know. It was sold, it sells by the gallon.
But you never heard it called a stand.
No. Because they advertised it on the TV, a man that makes it somewhere around Columbia, and he calls it by the gallon.
Oh, yes. But you never bought lard or anything like that, did you?
You got lard in 6-gallon cans when you bought cans, but they got where they put them up by gallon gallon buckets, you know.
And did you buy anything else like that in big quantities since you lived on the...
No, we made that. We dried up the grease, and we had grease to do us from one year to the next, you know, where you'd kill hogs. But now if you're going to buy it, you can buy 5 gallons at the time, and a big old 5-gallon can. They've got to making it and putting in cans.
Yes, sir.
And so I never did. Weren't used to getting too much grease. I was always raised to have prepare mine at home. But after I left the farm, and I got to buying me some, but the gallon, a gallon jug would last me a long time.
Very interesting. Well, what do you call the thing that you might have in the kitchen that's got a big mouth and a little piece on the end, and you can pour something into a little jar with?
Pitcher.
But this would be something that, well, like if you had some salt and you didn't have a spout in it, and mm-hmm. you wanted to put it in a salt shaker, you might stick this little thing in there.
Funnel.
Do you use a funnel very much?
I do funnel. Got a little jar, now something to put anything in.
And what do you use to make horses go faster if you were riding?
A whoop.
And did you ever have oxen and mules or oxes and mules?
My daddy did. Yeah, he hook up a yoke of oxen and plow with.
Oh, he did. Mm-hmm. And what would he use to make them go?
He'd make them go with a little whoop.
Same thing that he used.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, tell me about that.
Why, them oxens would be taught to plow just like the mules. And them oxens would pull, you could take them and pull out timber where you was sawing down timber for to carry to the mill and have lumber saw. They'd snake them logs out just as good as you ever seen.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Great big old logs. They could go in there where the mules cut.
But how many did they use?
They'd use two of them.
And
they'd pull them big old logs way that big around, and they'd haul them to the... And they'd clear timber, you know, and they'd haul them to the mill and have them sawed into lumber.
Where's the mill?
Oh, well, any place around. They weren't far from the back there then. There was lots more sawmills than there are now. There used to be one right over there.
Oh, yes. I didn't realize there was one that close to this. I didn't realize there was.
Well, there was one right over there. Longman Longyear, for when he died.
Well, tell me about using the mules, too.
Well, the mules were used to pull and plow, hitch to a plow, and take them and hook them down.